Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Also, in case that you missed the first part, you can always access this recording through a podcast through KXORadio.com. And also, we also have an email account, correct?
Correct.
And the email account is, what is it?
Well, I'm not sure I want to give it up. Well, you know, it's we're so busy answering all of the emails from people that...
No,
I'm
kidding. No. It's
wellnessradio at co.imperial.ca.us. So if you have any questions for our guest, Dr. Oliver, today, or any of our topics or any of anything, throw us an email, and we will answer it. And we won't even, if you don't want us to, call you out on air and say, well, you know, John Smith called. And, you know, we'll be cool. We got this. Right? Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, Your Voice for Radio Wellness, and the topic today is aggression replacement training, which is an evidence-based
program model
for 12-year-olds and even lower. Yeah. And you know, we see our aggressive kids pretty young, and we know some of the life conditions that may lead to that. And so we're able to kind of apply this also for younger children as more of a preventative. Although I've seen some 8-year-olds that were hard to handle already. It wasn't prevention. So we're joined today by Dr.
Are you yourself disclosing, Scott?
Yeah, exactly. My own children. You are the master trainer for aggression replacement training. You're former superintendent at Erie, Pennsylvania, right?
Mm-hmm.
Assistant superintendent. Which meant that everybody with a problem got sent to your office.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right.
You were the filter.
Did that serve as, I mean, when you started talking to about aggression replacement training, did that really serve as a kind of, geez, this is really important, and your experiences in school and with children?
No, before I went into education, my background was doing treatment. So I had worked in residential treatment, and I had a private practice. I worked in a partial hospitalization program for dual diagnosis kids, and then went into the district after I got my principal.
So you'd seen both. So you'd seen the acute side, the side of people who are really struggling, and the day to day side with lots of kids who may be struggling.
Right, right.
That served as. Were you really? Did you realize this was going to be a life path? Or,
I think so. But it, like anything, your opportunities are kind of serendipitous, right? They happen.
They can fall in,
and
your,
then you got to make them.
But I can see that. I mean, if you started in the treatment side of it, you know, so you saw already the kids. What led them there? Probably that was a question. What happened? Yeah. What, you know, how can we prevent this from, you know, these kids ending up in placements? And once they end up in placements, sometimes they've already used up a lot of other, if they were even offered any interventions, or maybe misdiagnosed, or maybe they were not identified. They fell through the cracks. And now they end up in. So, I mean, for me, I would be curious. How can we prevent this?
I think you're hitting on a lot of really important things. Is the number one thing that I had felt from the treatment side is that I saw schools sometimes as being too willing to push kids out. Sometimes they did have kids fall through the cracks, and sometimes they did not provide all the interventions that a child needed to be successful in school. And again, that's putting an awful big burden on schools. But I think what I really felt good about was building a system in our school system where we brought everybody together in what we called the Commission on Youth. So you had juvenile probation, children's services, mental health, drug and alcohol, and the school district all came together and said, let's build a platform in school where the kids are, where we can deliver all these services and try to keep them in school.
So a mainstream model, basically.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And everybody's putting something in. So I'm not asking you, mental health, to just provide 100% of the counseling money. We'll pay some, too. So by building that collaboration, we really were able to build it like a true alternative ed program where it wasn't to just house kids and never send them back to school. Was to give them whatever intervention they needed to be successful and get them back to school. And that's what ART is all about, is giving kids the skill that to do specific things that are going to create success.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.